Well, the two superstars, talking about Tiger Woods, they came out and shined on the weekend, didn't they? Steve Smith for Sutherland, and then even in a bigger way, Davey Warner for Randwick Petersham with 155 undefeated. Steve Smith with 85 for Sutherland. Stewie Clark was down there in the Shire, keeping a close eye on it. G'day, Stewie.
Morning, boys. Yeah, I was down there, had a look at Stephen. I didn't get across the Coogee, but there was a lot of people there. It was about 2 or 3,000 people probably turned up throughout the course of the day.
Wow. How do you look out there in the middle, Stewie?
He looked like Stephen Smith when some of the footage I've seen of him batting, fidgeting around. And obviously he's playing a couple of levels lower than, you know, where he can play. When he was the world's best batsman before the dramas went down. But, you know, he looked okay. He did what he had to do. He was running around with the boys in the warm-up and all the rest of it. So, you know, he was Stephen Smith, the true professional.
It's easy for us to say it's a couple of grades lower, which it clearly is, Stewie, but it is the game of cricket, and you've still got to hit the ball. And he was against Dave was against Josh Hazlewood. We'll get to that. But, you know, Steve would have been happy with his 85. Plus, it was great to let some of the kids get up close and personal, and he did a lot of mingling, mate.
Yeah, he did. And Stephen was sort of on the balcony there when he was out during lunchtime and had photos, signed autographs, did the whole kit and caboodle, which you'd expect him to do. You wouldn't expect anything less. And I'd imagine Davey at Coogee did exactly the same thing. Because they know they're trying, you know, in some way they're trying to rebuild the public's trust in them and their reputation. So they've got to do that stuff. But it's not like to say they wouldn't do it anyway. I've known guys throughout the course of the years when they've come back from international cricket, whether it be Glenn or whoever it may be, people came to watch and they always took the time out of their day to go up and have a photo and sort of, I suppose, get up close and personal with all their supporters. Mm.
Remarkable from Dave Warner, though, 155 out. And you said it's a couple of levels down from, you know, what they're used to playing.
Still
got to make them. Yeah, but Josh Hazlewood opened the bowling, Trent Copeland opened the bowling for St George. So he still had to get through that tricky period and then get his run. So he looks as though he's determined to make an impression for Randwick Petersham.
Well, both of them are very much looking to make an impression. And you're right, they played against quality oppositions, and even the guys that played for Mossman weren't mugged. So they were decent bowlers, bowled with decent pace. So both of them to get out there, Davey in particular with 150, and yeah, you know, some of the footage I saw on TV looked like, you know, a couple of nice cover drives and a couple of nice shots all around the ground. So obviously they can both still play, and the great hope for both of them is they get out there when they're back playing at the highest level again, they score some runs and the Australian public forgive and forget.
I'm sure they will. I mean, they'll always be tarnished
with it.
I'm sure they'll be tarnished with it. I was just chatting locally down at, you know, the local cricket retailer, Stewie, and said it hasn't stopped the New Balance bats walking out the door. Of course, they're the ones used by Steve Smith. They've been the most popular one with the kids. So, you know, people do forgive and forget. Geez, poor old New South Wales. Have they forgotten how to win, Stewie? Two games over there in the JLT Cup, they lost back at North Sydney Oval yesterday. And the Vics, well, the Vics were too good.
Yeah, they're going like busteds. I think it's probably the easiest way to describe it. It's a funny sort of competition, though, because you've only you can still run sixth and you can still win the competition because all teams make the quarterfinals. So it's a bit of a weird competition because what happens is the teams that finish first and second sort of have a week off or a game off, and then three plays six and four plays five, and the winner of that then play one and two. And the thing for New South Wales is they're going to get Stark and Hazlewood to come back into that team for the final series, I'm told. So
pretty good.
They're certainly going to be a lot better, but forget about that. They've got to get some runs somehow, and at the moment they're not. The interesting part for me with the New South Wales team is they look like kids. You've got a couple of old blokes in there, Moses and Stephen O'Keefe, but most of them just look like kids that are playing, I suppose, a level and a half above. And it seems to be the mantra of New South Wales cricket at the moment to play young guys. After a couple of disappointing years. I'm not sure I quite agree with that because, to be honest with you, and with no disrespect to some of these guys, they haven't earned their right to play for New South Wales. They've been playing and being picked on potential. So that seems to be the system they're going with at the moment. Love it or like or don't like it. I probably don't like it, but that's the system they're running with, and you know they're going to have to endure the hard times.
A young man that's been getting some runs and getting some wickets is young Daniel Sams. Can you tell us a little bit about him? You know much about him?
Yeah, left-hander from Randwick. He's one of these guys. He's probably been around for a little bit. And I saw him a little bit in the Big Bash last year and said to someone, "Who's this kid? He looks pretty good." And he looks like a guy that sort of knows his game and doesn't sort of wilt with the pressure, just runs in and does what he needs to do with the ball, and when he gets an opportunity to bat, scores the odd run or two. So he's one of those guys, I think, you know, I just talked about young guys not being ready. He looks like he's one of the guys that's probably an exception to that, and he can come out and deal with the pressure straight away.
Then again, like, I think he's 24, 25, but he's made 62 in the first game over there in WA, then took 3 for 46 in that match. Then he made 30, none for 35. Then he made one, he took 1 for 44 and made 56 on the weekend. So, I mean, he's one bloke who's, he would have done a few hard yards before he's gotten his start this year.
And that's exactly the point, that, you know, we can pick young guys and on potential, or you can pick a few hardened cricketers. And I still think personally that in any sport, 24 and 25 is not old.
No.
I know in cricket they like to pick 21 and 19s and that type age group to play, but that doesn't mean the guys that are freshly older or maybe matured a little bit later, both physically and mentally, aren't any good. And we've really gone away from that system. It's the problem, I think, with Sheffield Shield cricket. I think Steve Waugh came out and said it last week that he'd like to make the Sheffield Shield the toughest competition again. The only way you can really do that is by picking some more experienced players and not making it a development competition.
Yeah.
We were just talking, actually, in the break, Stewie, about the bee situation yesterday at North Sydney Oval. Have you ever seen anything like that before here in Australia?
Not in Australia. I did it. We were playing a test match in India in Delhi, and all of a sudden the Indian blokes hit the ground. No one knew what was going on. And, mate, when the Indian blokes hit the ground in Delhi, you're not thinking about bees, let me tell you. But it was a swarm of bees that flew across the ground, which... mate, never seen anything like it. We all stood inside, watched them all fly over, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, the game was going again.
Yeah. Look, it was... I think the Blues were going out to bat. That's when it happened. Everyone's hit the deck. It's quite comical. Hey, good on you, Stewie. We've got the New South Wales Cup's been decided with the Jets going down to the Bulldogs 18-12.
Mate, it was a huge game. There was about 8,000 people.
Big crowd, yeah. It was sensational.
We expected. Unfortunately for the Jets, couldn't get over the line in the second half, but it was a cracking afternoon of football there at Leichhardt. 3 o'clock start, the beer line was enormous. People were streaming in off the streets, and as I said last night on Burn Boz, I'm taking full credit for the amount of people there.
Right, right. Are you taking full credit for the beer queue?
No, that's someone else's problem.
No, that's right, yeah. You're too good for us, mate. Well done.
Good on you, boys. You have a good day.